Letters to Daniel, Volume 5, Letter 361, Weapons and Tactics, Part 1, Swords of the Spirit, Lights of God, Hope Omnipotent. Printed and posted in the year of Christ our King, 2015, in the sixth month on the 21st day of the sixth month.
Dear Dan, one night at work, about 6 weeks after I wrote letter 327, Enter the Crusher, I saw in the spirit something new. I saw in each of my two spiritual hands something that looked like a shortened version of a lightsaber, silver in color, and not much different from the ones used in the Star Wars movie series. What was unusual was that they were handcuffed to my wrists. The gift of knowledge informed me that I could use them at will, and when I didn't want to use them, they would just disappear. All I have to do is desire with intent to use them, and they become active. There are controls that operate the light that comes from the emitter end of the handle. Brilliance power is one control, and light shaft length is another control. The light that comes from the emitter is conical in shape, in appearance very similar to the center blue flame that emerges from the tip of a cutting torch. But its color is pure white. It was also sometime in February, or perhaps early in March, that I discovered I had been issued two new swords. One night at work, I saw in the spirit two sword hilts protruding from either side of my belt buckle. These were fixed in such a way as to be parallel with my belt, with the hilt to either side of the buckle. In order to draw either sword, I have to cross my arms, reaching for each sword with the opposite hand. The sword that is to my left of the belt buckle, and drawn with my right hand, is called Wisdom. The other sword that is to the right of my belt buckle, and drawn with my left hand, is called Understanding. Whenever I draw these two swords, and they are always drawn together, Angel Maya stands directly in front of me with her shield of faith and sword of hope, becoming my shield maiden. I noticed that when I wanted to draw the swords, as I moved my hands close with intent, the hilts would move on their own into my hands. I did not have to reach all the way over to grasp the hilt. They just began to slip out of their scabbards of their own accord into my hands. The blades of either sword did not appear until after I began to draw the hilts away from my belt. And after I had fully drawn the swords, a cylindrical shaft of blue light would appear, starting at my wrist and extending along each sword's hilt and blade into the horizon for as far as the eye could see. After some practice with each new weapon, I decided to get a little creative and simultaneously drew the swords and caused the lightsabers to appear, holding both weapons in each hand at the same time. I used this combination effectively on more than one occasion, but came to the conclusion that it was overkill, and went back to using each weapon on their own. The lightsabers are issued for one primary purpose: to reveal and destroy strongholds. When I first lit them up, I saw immediately a wall comprised of demonic bodies all twisted together and unmoving. Then I used the tip of the lightsaber to score some of the demonic bodies. They were sliced open like a hot knife moving through warm butter. And when I increased the brilliance, I can see everything. This is the same light that the swords of the Brothers Cherub are made of. The very light of Jesus. These are now being used in the Lord's removal of the strongholds built up over the years that have caused isolation in the Pacific Northwest, one believer from another, the body of Christ from the head, and the gospel from the nation. Blessings. R.C. Theophilus.